USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The field of Democrats running for president in 2020 shrinks as two candidates drop out over the weekend. First, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer calls it quits Saturday night after coming in third in South Carolina.
This campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out.
Then Sunday night, Mayor Pete hangs up his hat. Still in the race, Joe Biden, who tells ABC's This Week program,
I think we can win most of the southern states. We're in contention, including in Texas. It's going to be very hard to make up the ground in California, but I think we can make up a lot of ground in California.
And Senator Bernie Sanders looking to clean up on Super Tuesday.
My guess is that we have an excellent chance to win some of the largest states in this country and states all across this country because of the coalition that we're putting together, because of the issues that we are talking about.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump on Twitter going after former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He tweets, "The black community brilliantly turned their backs on Mini Mike because they know he is a pandering phony who never did right by them," exclamation point. This tweet in reference to an incident in Selma, Alabama, where a group of black men and women face the back of the room as candidate Bloomberg speaks at Brown Chapel during this Selma to Montgomery March event on Sunday.
Super Tuesday is not the end, so we're only the beginning.
To the Sunday talk show circuit now, former Vice President Joe Biden, the winner in South Carolina by a wide margin, looking ahead. He tells ABC's This Week program,
"We're about even on delegates right now. We've had more popular votes thus far than Sanders does."
And as for the final numbers, Biden getting 48% of the vote in South Carolina, Sanders coming in a distant second place at 20%, Tom Steyer in third place, Mayor Pete in fourth place. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News, the Democrats looking ahead to Super Tuesday.
For days, Joe Biden predicted he'd win the South Carolina primary, and in fact he did, a decisive victory over Bernie Sanders. And Biden said he raised over $5 million in the 24 hours that followed the results coming in. He also said of the appeal of his campaign,
"It's about giving confidence to the American people that we can get the things done which I believe we can get done. They're not looking for revolution. They're looking for results. They're looking for change. They're looking for movement forward."
Biden also telling NBC's Meet the Press he believes he can win the Democratic primary process before the party's convention. I'm Chris Barnes.
Billionaire businessman Democrat Tom Steyer out of the race. So what did he spend to run? USA Radio's John Hunt takes a look.
Tom Steyer, the California activist billionaire who's been running as a Democratic candidate for president, dropped out of the race. Steyer's departure came after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina Democratic primary, where he had just 11% of the vote.
"And I didn't get into this race and start talking about things to try and get votes. I was in this race to talk about things that I care the most about and that I continue to care the most about."
His exit came after he spent a total of $158 million on television and radio ads. In South Carolina alone, Steyer spent nearly $21 million. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.